Today our journey through the book of Psalms brings us to the 142nd. This is an extraordinarily moving piece of writing. Please think about these words as I read them to you. Catch the loneliness, feel the sense of loss as we hear these words reverberating down the centuries, inspired by the Spirit of God himself. The loneliness of the soul. Masque of David. A prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. It was Ella Wheeler Wilcox, an American poet, who wrote the lyrics, Laugh and the world laughs with you, weep and you weep alone. There is a lot of truth in these remarks. Whenever we're having fun, whenever things are going well, we have many friends. But when we weep and when we sorrow, that is the most lonely place of all. Why is that? When we're going through a season of tears and distress, that we do feel alone. When we need our friends, and when we need that comfort from others simply isn't available. It's not forthcoming. And while there may be people around us, still the path we walk is so lonely, so dreadfully lonely. What is it about grief and distress and sorrow that brings about this loneliness of the soul? Alexander McLaren, the Victorian preacher from Manchester, he wrote this. The soul that has to wade through deep waters has always to do it alone. For no human sympathy reaches to full knowledge of or share in even the best loved one's grief. We have companions in joy. Sorrow we have to face by ourselves. End of quote. Perhaps that's it. I rather think Mr. McLaren hit the nail on the head. The reason why we are alone in sorrow is because there is no one who understands. Every person's feeling, every person's sense of emotion, every person's loss is peculiar to that individual alone, and therefore there is no true empathy from others. Therefore, in the words of Elmer Wilcox, when we weep, we really do weep alone. Loneliness is something that everybody experiences in their walk through life, particularly in times of distress. Some great and famous people in the history of the church experienced this loneliness of the soul. John Bunyan is one of the great names in Christian literature. He was in prison for 12 years because he was an unlicensed preacher, and rather than give up his calling, he preferred to go to jail, and yet it was a bitter pill for him to swallow. This is what he writes. I found myself a man compassed with infirmities. The parting with my wife and poor children hath oft been to me in this place as the pulling the flesh from my bones, and that not only because I am somewhat too fond of those great mercies, but also because I should have often brought to my mind the many hardships, miseries, and wants that my poor family was like to meet with should I be taken from them, especially my poor blind child who lay nearer my heart than all I had besides. End of quote. And there Bunyan referred to the loss of his family as being like the pulling of flesh from his bones, and the thought that his family would not be provided for caused him deep grief. And then he thought of Mary, his eldest daughter, who was blind, and he had a special relationship with her. And you get the sense of grief, the sense of loneliness that dear man of God felt as he was undergoing this trial. Another famous individual from church history who experienced this loneliness of the soul was the great Apostle Paul, the missionary apostle to the Gentiles. His final letter is 2 Timothy. And in that letter, penned from the prison cell, he describes his feelings, his emotions as he reached the end. He talks about people who were no longer with him. Demas forsook him, and Titus went other places to minister, as did Cretans. Only Luke was with him. He talked about people that had persecuted him, Alexander the coppersmith, who did him much evil, and there was something he asked Timothy to bring with him when he came to visit. He told him to bring the cloak, because winter was coming, indicating that he had a lack of proper clothing. It's a pathetic picture. One of the greatest men who ever lived, and he's suffering, and he's facing his eventual death, and you get a sense that he's pretty much on his own. And he feels it. He feels the pain of it all. This was the exact position that David was in as he wrote this psalm, the Psalm 142. He uses phrases to describe his pain. His spirit was overwhelmed within him, just as the waves of the sea would rise up and overwhelm the little craft, so the waves and billows of sorrow were crashing around him. He looked on his right hand. The right hand is the place where you would find your nearest and your dearest friend. He looked on his right hand, and there was no one. No one, he said, cared for his soul. There was no man to help him. He talked about being brought very low, and he described his persecutors as being stronger than he was. Weakness, vulnerability, a sense of fear even and foreboding. These were David's feelings. And we are told that the psalm was written when he was in a cave. And this psalm, although it comes near the end of the Psalter, belongs to David's earlier life. Whenever he was fleeing and running from Saul, who was using the might of the army to hunt down one man. Is it any wonder that David described himself as being in prison? And he said his soul was in prison. Not just his body, but his soul felt imprisoned about by his dreadful feelings and his dreadful emotions. And perhaps I have described something that you can empathise with today. But David, in the midst of all of his sorrow, he found recourse in God. God knew his path. And that reminds me of Job. Job, who lost his whole family as a result of one terrible catastrophe. Job, who lost his business in one day. Job, whose health was fading away. Job, whose friends told him that he had sinned and God was judging him. And Job, whose very wife said, curse God and die. Job was all alone. And this man, Job, he said, but thou, that is the Lord, thou knowest the way that I take. And when you have tried me, I will come forth as gold. There was this comfort that God knew all about it. And the great apostle Paul, that's how he felt, because he said, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. When there was no one to stand by me, the Lord stood by me. And this Psalm 142 that David wrote was a prayer. Whenever we are going through this period of loneliness, the loneliness of the soul, when it seems no one cares and no one understands, Jesus cares. And Jesus understands. And he is that man who suffered for us, who was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, and therefore our burdens are lifted at Calvary. And David went to the Lord. Joseph Scriven wrote the words, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What's your grief today? What's your pain? What's your distress? Will you take it to the Lord in prayer? He died for you. He suffered for you. If you do not know the Lord as your Savior, this is the first thing you should do. Your first priority. Cry unto the Lord today. Confess your sins. Seek Him and find that peace that only He can give, because He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I thank you so much for listening.